Good, praise the Lord. Really wonderful to see what God has planned with man and the whole purpose from the very past to the very eternity, future. And everything is written here in this book. Wonderful, really, to see from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And tonight we want to focus on the unshakable kingdom, Zion, the unshakable kingdom. Yeah, that's a very meaningful word, unshakable. What does it mean, unshakable, for you and us? For that it passes a certain level of earthquake? Certain level of tsunami. What does it mean? Unshakable. The church today, Zion, is an unshakable kingdom. We can read in Hebrews 12. We were there already this morning. Let's read again Hebrews chapter 12. At the end of the chapter, the Lord says, in let's start in 27 and 28 to 29. Now, this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of those that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire.
Right here you have the definition of what is unshakable. It is something that cannot be shaken and which will remain. Which will remain. How long will it remain, that kingdom? One generation? Two generations? A century? How long?
Forever.
Amen.
Yeah, let's think a bit about this. A kingdom that will remain forever, that will abide forever. Zion will abide forever. It is an everlasting kingdom. Right? Yeah, put some verses down here in the outline. Everlasting. I know it's hard for us maybe to comprehend. But it is not a short time. It is a very long time. It is eternity. And if you consider a kingdom that cannot be shaken, what qualities does such a kingdom need to have? What characteristics? What makes a kingdom remain or fall apart? What makes the difference? And we have seen this morning, we are right in the middle of that plan. It is that God wants man to rule on this earth and be kings and priests. Not for 10 years, 20 years, but in eternity. Well, if you look at ourselves, our nature, the fallen nature, the old creation, do you want it to last forever? Wow, that would be terrible. That's really a nightmare if corruption would last forever, right?
You want to have criminals live forever? No. That's why right there in the when man fell, God had to limit the age, the lifetime of man, right? So that they would not live that long. So a kingdom that is unshakable. Can you build it? Can we build something like that? Impossible. Right. Maybe a BJ, he is an architect. Right? Licensed to build houses. Oh, okay. I see. Not licensed yet. But whether licensed or not, you will know whether how long maybe a house or even a city will endure, right? I mean, we know it's not going to be forever, right? That's clear. Right. Because anything built by man will not last forever, right? Maybe a slogan, maybe of some products, built to last, right? Right? That's a marketing. Right, that's what you are capable of, to build something that maybe lasts a few years, one generation, two generations, and then that's it. Right. So something that lasts forever has to be from above, from God Himself. It cannot be otherwise. If it's not from God, 100% sure it will not last. Right. And especially since we are in a warfare where the enemy wants to rule, right, and uses all kind of means to deceive man to remain in power. He wants to remain in power. But we know what's going to happen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He, our God, the triune God, is building with us an unshakable kingdom today. He's preparing us today to remove anything that will not last, that will not remain. Right. And that's everything of the old creation. Yeah, and so I want to maybe go now to Revelation chapter 5. There was a strong angel in verse 2 proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to lose its seal?" Right. Who is worthy? "And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So John wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it." No one was worthy to open and to even look at that book, to administer this whole universe with the earth and everything, right? No one was found worthy. Right? And that should also, in a sense, concern us, right? Because as we already read this morning in Psalm 8, what is man? What is the purpose of man? We shall rule on this earth. We shall fill the earth. Multiply yourself. Fill the earth and subdue it. Right? But now, no one was found worthy. You know, if you treasure something or you created something, I don't know. Something that is precious to you wins, right? And one day you want that your children will continue. But they go different ways. They go, they leave you, they don't care, right? And wow, it must be a concern for you, right? That because your inheritance is now in trouble. Right? There's no continuation. Yeah. So no one was found to possess this earth, this precious planet, and to rule over it, because Satan came in. Right. This earth is such a wonderful planet. But if you look at all the planets, you see one planet is gray and the other one is burning hot and the other one is no life there and nothing beautiful to look at, right? But then look at the Earth. Wow, beautiful. It stands out. It really stands out. It's not difficult to see that the Earth is really made beautifully, special. God created this Earth and man shall fill it and have dominion over it. Such a precious present given to us, in a sense, right? To really take care of it. And we may not care. We may not care. Right? So may we be those who really listen and read in the scripture what God's plan is, and so that he may qualify us, right, today. So there was one, the angel asking, who is worthy, right, to open that scroll and then to possess the earth and to receive honor and glory, etc., in that chapter. So now we can read in Daniel 7. Daniel 7. Starting in verse 13. Yeah, I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancients of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and the kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away,
and his kingdom,
amen,
which shall not be destroyed.
Amen. Praise the Lord. There was one. Hallelujah. And behold, one like the Son of Man. Praise the Lord. There was one man, right? Our Lord Jesus Christ, the King, who came, right, as a man, to live and to fulfill redemption for us, to do the Father's business here on earth, to die on the cross, to be resurrected, ascended to the heavens. And this is the scene here, right, where the everlasting kingdom was given to him. Praise the Lord. He came to the Ancients of Days, the ascended Christ, coming to the Father on the throne. And they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and the kingdom. Not for a little while, right? But a kingdom that shall not pass away. Praise the Lord. And his kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed. What, really wonderful. Praise the Lord for such a king we have in Christ Jesus. Amen. Right. He is the one qualified to receive this kingdom, right? And to sit on the throne with the Father. Right. He's the
today the rulers over the kings of this earth. He is the faithful witness. He was a martyr to die on the cross. And he is the firstborn of the dead. Praise the Lord. He resurrected. And he ascended. Right. Then found worthy to take the scroll as a man. As a man. Praise the Lord. As a man like you and me. He took on flesh. He lowered himself. Right? Look at him. Look at his life. Right from the very beginning, they tried to eliminate him. He was to be born in Bethlehem. And then Herod already got scared. There's one that my position or my kingdom is going to be in danger, right? So immediately he asked to kill all the firstborns in Bethlehem. But praise God, right? God prepared everything. And then the Lord grew, and immediately then Satan came to tempt him. And did Jesus pass the temptations? Yes, of course. As a man. You couldn't tempt him. Praise the Lord. Can we be tempted? Right. Our fallen nature is easily tempted. Falls into all kind of corruptive and evil lies, right? But not Jesus. Praise the Lord for his life. And then he was willing to go to Jerusalem. He knew what's going to happen in Jerusalem. How did he go there? Many detours, turn in circles first 100 times. Let me consider whether I should go to Jerusalem to die there on the cross? No. He was steadfast to go there. He always did the Father's will. In full oneness with the one who sent him. Right? According to everything that the Father had sent him to do, he went steadfastly this way. Praise the Lord. And he brought forth this kind of unshakable kingdom. Right? Died on the cross. Right? Resurrected. Praise the Lord. This kind of life we have in us today. Amen. Praise the Lord. A victorious life. Yes. A life that cannot be shaken. Hallelujah. Cannot be shaken. In us is a life that overcomes death and Satan. Jesus already knew many times before even the high priests and all the scribes and Pharisees tried him, and wanted to really bring him to fall. He knew already what they were going to try to do. Right? He had foresight. Praise the Lord for such a life that always knew what the Father's will was. Right? Really a wonderful life that we can experience in us today. Because this life in us, the kingly life, will qualify us to receive the unshakable kingdom. Praise the Lord. It is this kind of a life. Amen. The life that cannot be shaken will bring forth this unshakable kingdom. Yeah, today in the church, may we experience much of this life. Right? Amen. It is built and made by God. Must be godly.
Otherwise, it will not last. It really will not last. You may have a good beginning, right? Maybe a good way, but then sooner or later, it will fall apart. Time will tell, and the test will tell. The shaking will tell. When God comes back, he will shake once more heaven and the earth to test it, whether it is unshakable or not. And everything of the old will be shaken. Yeah, Lord Jesus, amen. He is the one who builds the church. On this rock I will build my church. And then immediately it says, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And now we were given the keys to bind what is bound in heaven and to loose what is loosed in heaven. The church today has such a responsibility, right, to be one with the Heavenly Father, to be one with the one who established the church. He is the beginning. He is the way, and he is also the end. Amen. He will build the church. Amen. Now, let us maybe read Matthew chapter 7. Because there are many ways how today as a Christians we can build. Man thinks there are various options. But let's read in Matthew 7. Yeah, maybe verse 24. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. That section to 27. All together. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does not, I will like him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. There's a comparison of a wise man and a foolish man. The wise man built the house on the rock. But the foolish man on sand. And the difference between rock and sand here is, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them. That's the wise who build on the rock, who does them. But the foolish hears also the sayings of God, but doesn't do it. That's when you build the house on sand. It will not pass the test. So the distinguishing factor is whether we are doers and applying this kingly life and do what he says, or whether we hear it but we don't do it. And our King definitely in us speaks and lets us know. He says, stop, don't do this. No, don't think this way. So if we hear it and we do accordingly, we take the grace of the Lord and his life and do what he says, we will be likened a wise man who built the house on the rock. So today, translated this to the church, if the church doesn't do what the king says, will it be unshakable? No, such church life will be shaken. Because it's not founded on a rock, on the foundation, which only can be Christ. And we doing also what Christ wants. So the Lord here clearly tells us we have a choice. A choice between being a wise man or a foolish man. Being doers or just hearers. Yeah, may the Lord give us strength to be the doers today. Amen. The doers of what the King is telling us today. Praise the Lord. Then such a church life, such a kingdom will be not shaken and will remain. Amen. Praise the Lord. Right, he is the rock. Right, and he is a cornerstone, the chief cornerstone. And maybe to shorten here, I will come directly to the capstone. Really impressed me that he is not only the beginning, but also the end. What is a capstone? Maybe BJ can help us. Exactly. The stone at the very top. Yeah. To cap it. Praise the Lord. So really wonderful that we have not only him as the rock, the foundation, the beginning, and then the chief cornerstone, right? And everything in between, but even as the capstone. The one who closes the building or finishes it. Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen. I want to experience him more as the one who finishes it. Amen. Finishes it in us. Amen. Finishes it with us. Amen. Right? He's the chief cornerstone. And we also as living stones come to him. Right? We are building material. Right. And he will cap it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. You have a bottle, and the very top is a cap. Closes everything. Finishes it. Amen. He is our capstone. Amen. There's an example like in Galatians, the saints there. Right. They started well. They started in the spirit, but then they tried to finish it in the flesh. It won't work. Right? We need to be faithful to what we have seen, what the Lord has shown us, to be faithful to the end. Praise God. He will make it with us to the end because he is the capstone. Hallelujah. Let's be encouraged. And experience him. Right. Amen. He does never run out of energy. And he will really be the one who can finish it with all of us. If you are doers of the word, right? And if you are built on him and go all the way with him. And we have given so many examples in the scripture. The Lord himself, of course. Right, and then also the apostles, so many. Paul, Peter, John, a companion in the tribulation and kingdom. He was faithful to the end. Yeah, sent to do the Lord's work. The bond servants, right? Like faithful, like the Lord was to the Father, so also the apostles, and also expecting us that we are faithful, one with the triune God in all things. Yeah, to finish and to usher in the next age. Amen. Everything of this creation, the old creation, will be shaken. Yeah. That's very clear in many verses, many of the epistles, that everything will pass that is not godly. Because it is for an unshakable kingdom. It is for to last forever. You don't want to have a kingdom mixed with corruption. It's not going to last. Right? So anything from our flesh, the works of the flesh, cannot enter the kingdom. Only those who are born again can enter the kingdom. Right? But are also qualified to do today the will of the Father. Right, and that's why there is the warning in 1 John chapter 2. Right. Do not love the world. The lust of it. Lust of the flesh. The pride of life. Right. Because he who and who does the will of the Father will abide forever. Praise the Lord. That's really the qualification. If it is godly, it will abide forever. If it's ungodly, it will not last. Yeah, going back to the verses in Hebrews chapter 12, since we are receiving such an unshakable kingdom, how does it continue? Let us have grace. Amen. That we may serve God acceptably, with reverence and godly fear. That's our state today. That's what we are trained by. This morning we heard that word many times, to be trained today. Trained. To receive such unshakable kingdom. It takes time. Our whole lifetime. Right? To be trained by this grace. To be strengthened by this grace. To be, yeah, trained. Disciplined. To deny ungodliness. Right? Any worldly lust. And to live sober today. Right? Because this world will pass. Yeah. Praise the Lord for the word and all the warnings in the scripture. How to live today, like Peter in chapter 3 says. Right. Since all this will be dissolved and melt away, this current present time will not last forever. Right. This creation will pass. Since all this will be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be? So we have the grace today that will train us to be holy, right? To be the citizens of this unshakable kingdom. Praise the Lord for his supply and for him as the one who already made it to the goal, as the one who is already at the end. He will also lead us to the end. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wonderful. For the grace that we have today. Amen. Amen.